Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Eight 15 is the time. Barrett Strong. Your love give me pleasure. 1962. But your love don't pay my bills. I need money. I'm checking my checking account. I haven't seen my $1,200 yet. I'm going to complain. Get the senator on the phone. I want to find out where my money is.
I don't know if I can put this call through.
Just kidding, Senator.
Senator. Well, I think that's the way a lot of people are feeling. They're hoping those rebate checks come out yesterday because people are so anxious and they have bills to pay.
Oh, yeah.
So the IRS has said and the Treasury Secretary has said they're going to start sending out those checks actually tomorrow. Hopefully that means next week people should begin receiving them. Mm-hmm. But we need to continue to push to make sure they get out to people because I know people are really getting very desperate.
Well, we've with us, by the way, is Senator Gene Shaheen. We've told our listeners, when you get money, call us so we can let people know that, hey, stuff's in the pipeline. Some people are getting it. You know, try to give people a little silver lining here, you know.
And we've been saying that, too. If we get to the end of next week and people are not receiving checks, let us know because we will continue to push on the Treasury, on the IRS to make sure that those checks are moving.
You've turned into, you can't just pass a bill and say, okay, great, it's done. You've turned into a watchdog because you're watching this. I know you cranked out a letter to FEMA talking about the number of testing kits coming to New Hampshire
right. Is
not good. You're raising concerns with the SBA administrator for small businesses. So you can't just pass the bill and go, hey, my job here is done.
Absolutely not. We've got to make sure this gets implemented, especially at a time like this when there is so much anxiety. So many people are out of work. We need to make sure they can get unemployment if they file for unemployment. We need to make sure that Paycheck Protection Program that is being administered through the Small Business Administration that I worked on with my colleagues, Senator Rubio, Collins, and Cardin, mm-hmm. The four of us helped to design that program. We want to make sure it's working for people. And we've heard from some folks that have had success and some people haven't. So we just need to make sure that it continues, that if the applications are approved, then people actually know when the money is going to come.
Mm-hmm. Now it's up to the individual businesses to raise their hand and say, we need help, and they've got to start the process. They're not waiting for the government to come to them, right?
Not on the Paycheck Protection Program. That's the program that's available to small businesses with 500 or fewer employees. So, yes, they have to apply for it.
Okay.
And they can do that through, they can go to SBA.gov mm-hmm. and get the SBA website. They can go to the Small Business Development Centers. We have centers all over the state, and they are working now full-time. Most of them are working online like our office is, but they're there to answer questions, to get help. People can also go to my webpage, shaheen.senate.gov, G-O-V, and that will direct you to a resource page that we have that will give you links to the SBA, to the IRS, to the unemployment, the Department of Employment Security, so you can get more information about each of the programs that are supposed to provide direct assistance to people.
Now, Senator, what are you finding out when you sent a letter to FEMA about the testing kits coming to New Hampshire? What are you finding out?
Well, we haven't gotten a response yet,
mm-hmm.
but we're very concerned. I actually have a call later this morning with Dr. Redfield, who's the head of the Centers for Disease Control, and it's one of the issues that I intend to raise with him, because while it's FEMA who is sending out the medical equipment, so these machines and the tests, the CDC is also involved, and
right.
My view is it's important to raise an issue like this with everybody I can mm-hmm. to make sure everybody in the administration understands that this is a problem. You know, what we got is 15 testing machines from Abbott Labs, and we only got 120 tests, and they tell us that 20 of those tests are to calibrate the machines.
Oh, right,
so one
I
of,
know.
One of the challenges from the very beginning with this coronavirus has been getting enough tests so that people who are ill can actually get tested. There's been a very strict limitation on who can actually get the tests because they have been so limited. And that's really important because it tells us who needs to home quarantine and who we don't have to worry about because they don't test positive. So mm-hmm. it's really critical. And as we think about the next phase, one of the most important things is going to be for us to get this new test that tests for antibodies. So it can tell you if you've had the coronavirus, but you may not have had symptoms. And if you have the test and you have antibodies, then that means you're immune and you can go back out into the workplace. You can do things. And as we begin to open back up our economy and certain sectors, we need to make sure that we know who is no longer has the potential for to be contagious
sure.
and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the testing is going to continue to be an issue, and that's why it's so important for us to figure out how to get more tests out to people who need them.
I know if I was working for FEMA or the SBA and somebody said, Senator Shaheen on line two for you, oh, God, I don't want you on my case, Senator, because you're very diligent and you're very persistent.
Well, I think, you know, there are a lot of members of Congress now, I think, who are raising these concerns, and that's really important. We do need to be persistent. We need to make sure. And I know that people, I know because we had this conversation with Administrator Carranza yesterday, I know that everybody at SBA is working at full speed, and I appreciate that. They're rolling out the biggest program they've ever had to do, and so it's not easy. But we need to continue to point out what's not working so we can fix it, because it doesn't help to have something on paper if people aren't actually getting the help they need.
Well, do I understand the Congress is already starting to work on a second, the next relief package?
We are. In fact, there has been a request from the administration for $250 billion more dollars for the Paycheck Protection Program to help small business, because the demand and the applications have just been overwhelming.
Yeah, and small business employs like 50, 60% of the country, right?
Absolutely. In New Hampshire, over 50% of our workforce are employed by small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to keep those people paid. We want to make sure they have a job to come back to when we get on the other side of this disease. And that's what the program is all about. And that's why we need to make sure there's additional funding. We don't want to run out of money. We want to make sure that small businesses can get the help they need and their workers can continue to get paid.
There was a great, and it's the last question because I know you're going to have to run. You did a remote learning class with some Northwood School eighth graders.
And, yes, and, they were fun, very fun.
And you were wearing your Lamar Alexander plaid shirt. I did notice that, Senator. Do they ask you tough questions? I mean, reporters sometimes will push the envelope, but kids don't know. You know, do they just blurt stuff out and ask you hard questions?
They did. You know, they were more than, I would say, hard questions. Their questions were about things that I have been working on. Like one of the questions was around what I had done that I thought was most interesting as a senator. And I talked a little bit about the opportunity to travel to places like Afghanistan and Iraq, mm-hmm. and how fascinating and challenging that has been. One person asked me what my favorite fishing spot was.
Oh, nice.
Yes, which I thought...
You can't tell them that,
you know,
Senator.
Even these days, having... Being able to go out and fish is something that everybody can do because you can keep your social distancing when you're fishing. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I
thought that was a nice question.
I think it's great that you take, with everything that's going on, with all of your determination with FEMA, with SBA, and now looking at the next relief pack, the fact that you're taking the time to work with the eighth graders and do this remote learning, I applaud you for that and not losing that sense of community. I think that's great.
Well, thanks, Peter. That's something that we all have to work at, especially right now, because I think it is easy to feel isolated and mm-hmm. to forget that we've got students all over the state who are learning from home on their computers, still going to school, and it's important to remind them and all of us that we are going to get through this, that they'll be able to go back to school, hopefully before the end of the year, but at least by next year,
sure.
and that life will at some point go back to normal, to what they remember.
Well, and it's important that you keep us in the loop because, you know, you're keeping the kids in the loop, and you're also keeping our listeners in it. We sincerely appreciate it, Senator. Stay well, stay healthy, and stay in touch.
Thank you. You too, Peter, and to all your listeners, stay safe.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
Thanks.
There you go. Senator
awesome.
Jean Chan.
That's beautiful. That's great. And you know what? I appreciate the fact that she's really right on the front line of all of this. She's not, I mean, that didn't, we got the news about the test. The test, like, just came in yesterday. The governor was all frustrated. Bang. She's got a letter done to FEMA.
Yep.
I mean, she's right on the front line of this. It's great.
Yep.
So.
And I hope she didn't tell the kid where her favorite fishing spot was. I mean.
A real fisherman
hello.
Would never have.
You lie. Hello.
In the southeast.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't tell them that, man.
I know.
So anyway,
I know.
But
and
yes.
maybe she went on to say no.
And I did see the picture of her, and she had that buffalo plaid red and black.
That's
thing.
So great.
And I think
that's
of is Lamar
so
Alexander.
Great. I know,
you know,
walking across New Hampshire,
Senator
right?
from Tennessee. Yeah, I know, I know. But she works with Senator Alexander, so I'm sure there's a little chuckle there. But thank you to the senator for checking in. Hey. You know?
It's beautiful. You know what? I so appreciate everybody coming. There's been a lot of people out and about. The governor, the senators. We talked to Chris Pappas last week, too. I mean, we're talking to people because they're talking to us.
Yeah,
and
see,
great.
But I don't want to hear from people going, I didn't vote for her. Or I didn't vote for him.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
I don't
Does
care.
Does that matter right now?
I don't care.
Does that matter this month? You know what? You've got the fall coming up.
Right.
You'll have plenty of time to
right.
be thinking like that.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does not matter now.
Gene's in place. Chris is in place.
Yep.
This is what, deal with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying it's not what I would. Yeah. That ship has sailed. Okay.
Right.
Move on.
It doesn't matter.
So I thank
it matters
the governor.
Not.
I know we both do. We thank the governor mm-hmm. and Congressman Pappas and Senator Shaheen, Senator Hassan, Senator Felter, Senator Kavanaugh, Senator French.
D or R matter to us right
we
now?
We don't care.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They're in the position. They're passing bills. They're mm-hmm. trying to do this stuff and help us. End of story.
And okay? they're giving it to us straightforward.
So if you want to complain, complaint department's on the roof. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
8:28 is the time. We're going to take a break. Back with more.